It's your time on Her Radio. Be a part of the show. Make your comments, ask your questions by email. Ask her at radiomd.com
or by calling
877-711-5211. Time to ask her.
So you're asking her. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Michelle is off today. All right. We've got some really great questions today. So thank you so much for submitting them to Ask Her Radio. Let's go to the first one. Can I go swimming with a urinary tract infection? And are antibiotics the most efficient way to get rid of a UTI? Well, heck yeah, they are, because it's caused by a bacterium. And there are some very common ones out there. Women are especially much more vulnerable to urinary tract infections than men are. It's just because of the placement of the opening of where we pee from, the urethra. It's just so close to the opening and into that vaginal wall that all kinds of things can happen. You could put on a tampon the wrong way, definitely through sexual intercourse. Some women are just much more prone to this. And so it's important that you get into your doctor, give that physician or the primary care provider a little sample of your urine so they can culture it. And then they'll probably go ahead and put you on something that will relieve the tendency to feel like you got to go every 5 seconds. And then they'll also probably put you on an antibiotic right at that time, one that's a little bit more comprehensive that usually grabs the more common bacteria. Now, let's go to this whole issue of can I go swimming with it? Well, as it turns out, there was an old wives' tale out there. You can't go swimming with a urinary tract infection because all of that, you know, evil water will go right back up into your bladder and we got problems. Well, as it turns out, the American College of Family Physicians actually published a study that showed that that was completely incorrect. There's no backwash, as it were. And so it's fine to go swimming. There's no question. However, where are you going swimming? You going swimming in a lake somewhere or back and forth? Because bacterium can definitely go back up there. And so if I were you, I'd just use extreme caution. Watch what you're wearing too. You know, sweaty clothes and where you are, especially when it comes to exposure to more water. Just use common sense with that. Drink like there's no tomorrow. You know, that's very important to hydrate and flush your system through. All right, so there you go. The next question is, what's the best diet for someone going through chemotherapy? Wow, I get this question a lot as an expert in nutrition. We're going to go through some baseline steps here. First, you know, chemo can do a real number on your taste buds, making certain foods and drinks taste metallic or unpleasant. Water and meat are the two most common items that become distasteful. Bet you didn't know that. So you want to try to do everything you can to try to keep baseline protein and water as pleasant as possible. That's why fruit-infused water is so wonderful and is really easy to make. And it's really important to get some of that, as it were, more naturally flavored mineral water on board. Even adding a little sliced lemon or citrus helps so much. And we want to get that protein in too. So it could be eggs or low-fat dairy, beans or fish, or even smoothies. Constipation or diarrhea can occur. And, you know, when it comes to constipation, again, trying to get in as much fiber. I'm a prune girl between you, me, and the walls. Works like a charm. And the diarrhea is a real problem, for crying out loud. Avoid greasy and fried foods, caffeine, sugary drinks, fruit juices, and a lot of those kinds of products that will increase the propensity for diarrhea. You know, your weight's going to go up and down and all over the place. This is not the time to be hitting some strange fad diet or whatever. Whole foods, excellent hydration is what you want. And, you know, you really want to be able to try to improve your appetite as best you can. That's why keeping it simple, like some hot cereals, toast with peanut butter or any other kind of nut butter, pita bread with a little bit of hummus, yogurt, and some blended soups work like a charm. And, you know, at the end of the day, what you really want to do is try to keep a little food diary too, to see where you might be running into problems. you can make it through and work with a registered dietitian. I'm such a believer in these extraordinary individuals who can really, really help you be able to choose what you need to do to get through this. And then finally, our third question is, what is codependency? It's generally when one person fully supports or enables the other person to their own detriment. And that means that they're giving up on themselves. What's going on here? What's a codependent relationship? I bet that's what you're really talking about. Well, you know, it's important that I know we all have a give and take here. But do you ever find yourself making lots of sacrifices for your partner's happiness, but not getting much in return? It's sort of a one-sided thing that starts taking place. And people run into all kinds of problems with this. And there are some red flags. Do you have a low self-esteem? Are you a people pleaser, doing everything you can, but kind of knocking yourself off your own radar? Is it hard for you to establish boundaries and limits? So when someone says, I need you, I need you, I need you, you always say yes, 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 instead of saying, you know, I have XYZ going on that day. I got to get over to that gym class or that Zumba dance thing. And can we hit it a little later on? Because I got to take care of myself too. Hard for some people to say that, especially women. And then, you know, the caretaking thing, honey. Women will caregive anything, even if it's, you know, something or someone we don't even know. We just sort of inherently do that. But do we do it to our own detriment? And what about control? Control helps codependents feel safe and secure. Everyone needs some control over events in your life. You wouldn't want to live in constant uncertainty and chaos. But for codependents, control kind of limits their ability to take risks and share their feelings. They're really kind of, oh my gosh. And sometimes it also leads to problems like addiction. Because in order to feel not so tightly wound, you gotta, you know, eat a bunch of comfort food, do some drinking, maybe drugs, to be able to loosen up enough to really let yourself hang out. Uh-oh. There's a stress issue there, stress resiliency. We need to deal with that better. Dysfunctional communication is another issue. Codependents have trouble when it comes to communicating their thoughts, feelings, and needs. They get anxious about that. Are they going to lose control? What are you really going to think about me? Uh-oh. Back to that people-pleasing thing. Sometimes you can get obsessional, too. Codependents have a tendency to spend their time thinking about other people or relationships all the friggin' time. We're talking 24/7 here. This is caused by their dependency and anxieties and fears. They can also become obsessed when they think they've made or even the slightest little mistake. Oh my gosh, what are they gonna think? What did I say? Hey, newsflash, you're human. You know, we all make mistakes. But people who have codependency tend to have a real problem with this because they get so wrapped up in it, it just becomes a major issue that interferes with all of the functions in their life. And many people are in denial about this too. They've got problems with intimacy, painful emotions. You know what I say? I say get help for crying out loud. You know why? Because this affects everything in your life. Let's unravel all of this. Maybe if there was stress or trauma, put it on the table with a trained therapist, a counselor who can help you, guide you to be able to reestablish, build a stronger foundation for being able to just survive on a day-by-day basis. So, hey, and if you think you're the only person out there who's codependent, you can bag that idea. Oh, my goodness gracious, it's everywhere. Codependency is found in families, among friends, in all kinds of relationships. So just seek help. And I know you're going to be able to rebuild this. And this time, not to your detriment, but to your happiness and to your joy. Thanks so much for all the great questions on Ask Her. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robes, and you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Be well.